So what would be the do's and don'ts when it comes to conversation? Firstly, maybe the don'ts.
Well, the don'ts are perhaps not to ask questions at the right time. And so when somebody comes home from work and they walk in the door and they've had a tough day, the minute you walk in for most people is not when you want to be grilled about something. And it's not when you're ready for a serious conversation. You need a little bit of space around the day. It's the same when we pick up our children from school and we pick them up.
Yep.
First thing we say to them is, what did you do at school today?
Yeah.
And the kid's answer is usually something along the lines of nothing or not much or stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not true, but it's the wrong time. So I think timing is really important.
Mm.
And I think the environment's important. You sort of pick your mark, you know, and you relax and think, all I really want to do is learn a bit more about this person, understand them a little bit better, discuss something, but be able to have in your head that just because we've got a different view, it doesn't need to create a conflict. And that always interests me, you know, because a lot of the times we just want to be right.
Yeah.
And does it really matter if we're right or wrong? And isn't it our differences that make us interesting?
It should be. Very good point indeed. Just back to technology for one moment. You mentioned just how invasive it can be in our lives. What are your tips then for avoiding that? How do we get around the technology?
Oh, look, you know, I don't really know the answer to that because I use it myself.
Mm.
My husband doesn't use it, so he misses all our great Facebook photos of our trip. I guess it's just limiting it and having some time away. So dinner time is sacred for us, and when we developed an earlier title, The Art of Children's Conversation, we developed that because we read about a survey that was done in America, and it looked for a common denominator amongst high achievers.
Mm.
And you know, David, the only thing it could find was that these people had all sat down to the family dinner table at night together and discussed things.
Mm.
And I decided when we had our daughter that I wanted us to be like that. So there's no screen time at dinner. There's no screen time after dinner. It's a matter of do whatever you like, but we're in this room and we'll talk. And that's when you hear about people's thoughts and ideas and their feelings and their day, isn't it? It's not when they just walk in. So I think with technology, you know, you don't try not to use it all the time and don't get up from the table to answer your telephone unless there's some sort of impending disaster.
Yep. So just finally, Valentine's Day, not too far off. Great time to really kickstart the relationship and get the conversation going. What would be your top, one or two tips to move things along?
Well, I think something like a conversation together, a real conversation about yourselves is going to last, give you benefits that will last a lot longer than flowers and less fattening benefits than chocolates. For a change, and giving somebody your time really shows that you value them, and I think you might be surprised about what comes out of sitting down and having some fun together. It's certainly not all serious. You know, some of the questions are just silly, like, you know, couple dressing. Have you ever done that? Would you consider that? You know, is it cute or is it silly? You know, and it's fun to have a laugh over that. And it's interesting to talk to your partner as though they're new, you know.
Mm.
I never wanted to be one of those couples who are out on the Valentine's Day dinner in the restaurant and absolutely nothing to say. So you're sitting there communicating by ESP or just nothing's flowing, you know.
Mm.
And you can see all the new couples because they're all engaged. So my little trick was I always used to pretend I didn't know my husband.
Yeah.
And I'd ask him fresh questions because we change, you know. So,
who are my tips?
Have dinner
who are you?
And talk.
You ask, who are you? Or, who the hell are you?
And the answers might really surprise you, you know. I mean, this has been 2 years in the making for us,
and
I know that my marriage has improved. And I've got a really odd marriage because we're really opposite, you know, really opposite. And he doesn't talk. I do. But I know that my behaviour in my marriage has changed because some of the questions are challenging and you have to think, oh, I might actually modify my behaviour a bit before I ask that one, even to myself. Like, do you think your partner would choose you again? You know, how close to being the partner of your partner's dreams are you? And then I thought about another question.
That could cause an argument or two.
Well, these are more questions to ask yourself, you know, because somewhere deep down we know, don't we?
Yes.
I think we know what we put in, what we give, and what we take, and whether we're really, really putting our best foot forward in probably the most important relationship of our lives.
It does indeed. Some great tips there for the art of conversation. Louise Howland, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.